Official footage from Armenia's defense ministry shows strikes on what it claims were Azerbaijani armored vehicles in Armenian sovereign territory. Azerbaijan said Armenia provoked the fighting and describes the border area as disputed. Mobile footage shared on social media appears to show Azerbaijani soldiers beating and taunting their Armenian captives. On Tuesday, the head of Armenia's Security Council called for Russian military intervention. But so far, the Prime Minister has stopped short of officially requesting Moscow's support.
Talks about border disputes are absurd and senseless. There is no border dispute. There is aggression against the sovereign territory of the Republic of Armenia.
Azerbaijan retook control of most of Nagorno-Karabakh and surrounding territories in a war last year with Armenia. Almost 7,000 soldiers and civilians were killed. The latest fighting is close to Karabakh, but along the two countries' border. Azerbaijani checkpoints now control roads leading into Armenia's Sunik province, isolating Armenian villages and restricting travel. The region lies between Azerbaijan and its autonomous exclave Nakhichevan. A ceasefire agreement signed last year included a commitment by Armenia to provide a road or rail link connecting Azerbaijan with Nakhichevan and Turkey. Azerbaijan refers to it as a corridor and by implication something it would control. But Russia, which mediated last year's ceasefire and has peacekeeping troops on the ground in Nagorno-Karabakh and Armenia, has played down that language.
We are getting close to concrete decisions, which are first and foremost based on the notion that countries will retain sovereignty over roads passing through their territory.
Azerbaijan and Armenia accuse each other of starting this latest round of fighting, but what is clear is that sticking points over those agreements signed in that peace deal last year need urgently to be resolved. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.